I have been reading a lot of posts on gentle femdom lately, and there's a whole lot of them coming through, and I don't know if it's really recent or if it's, I'm just noticing. I'm only just noticing them now. But they are literally various kinds of sub who have various kinds of bodies or various kinds of desires, basically asking, you know, is this okay? Is it all right for me, you know, to use gentle femdom as kind of the rule for you know, the word for what it is that I'm after? You know, am I going to be okay as a sub? Am I too tall? Am I fat? Am I too hairy? You know, I don't really feel comfortable being pegged. I feel like I don't want to do that. Is there still space for me here? Can I do any of this stuff? And it's so, so heartbreaking because, yeah, yes, just yes. It's not even a question. You do not need, you know, validation from me or from anyone else on that score. I have seen all kinds of people. All kinds of people. Tall ones, short ones, fat ones, thin ones, waxed ones, hairy ones, non-binary, trans. This is honestly one of the most welcoming communities that I have ever, ever seen. And it is so sad when you realize that the rest of the world is putting so much pressure on people and so much weight on them that when they stumble into a community or an area like this one where there is no weight and where there is no demand that you be a really specific kind of thing in order to fit in, they don't really know what to do with that. They have to check, oh, are you sure? Like, maybe that applies to everybody else but not me because I'm hairy. Or, you know, okay, I get that, you know, maybe that applies to everybody else but I'm fat. So does that still apply to me? You know, okay, yeah, all right, you know, I can see that being, you know, cute fat subs, but I'm 6'2" and I, you know, is that going to be okay? Is anybody going to want to engage with me like this? Yes. Yes, they are. Holy shit, yes, they are. They so totally are. And this is in no way me suggesting that there's anything wrong with these people who are coming and looking for that reassurance. That is not what I'm saying at all. What I'm saying is, what the fuck is the rest of the world doing? Seriously, what is everybody else up to out there in the universe that this is the state that they have gotten people into? Like, what the hell is that? It's crap is what it is. You absolutely do not have to sort of come looking for that kind of validation. You don't need it. You are amazing. Okay? And you're beautiful. Do you have any idea how rare it is to see an actual ugly person? Seriously, you think about it for a minute. How many people have you ever seen that you would go, oh no, that's unfortunate. Oh, it's not common. It's not common. And that is from a purely aesthetic perspective, okay? Most people, whatever you may think of yourself, are not actually ugly in any way. And the reality is that, you know, even people, I had a very, very good friend a couple of years ago, moved to another island, so I don't see him anymore. But he was a burn victim. And I'm not talking like a little bit. I am talking like no hair, very, very, very noticeably scarred. There's no two ways about it. It was, you know, it was pretty horrific, and the pain he must have endured must have been absolutely unbelievable. But I knew him for quite a long time, and I was perfectly capable of having a crush on him. And in fact, I did. I did for a little while. Because he was kind and he was really sweet and he was really resilient, and, you know, whatever was going on with him, whatever pain he was in, however people were, you know, a bit shit to him. He never passed that on to the next person. You know how easy it is sometimes? You're somebody's shit to you and it's like, that's it. That's your mood blown all day and you're going to be crap to the next person you talk to. You can't help it. It's just, you know, the energy is just nasty. And you can't help it. You're going to bite the head off the next person you talk to. We all try not to do it. It happens sometimes. I try very hard not to do it. It's an active thing. But I do recognize that, you know, it's a thing that happens. I never saw him do it. I never, ever saw him do that. And it made him really attractive. It really did. It just, you know, whatever it is that you see about your body that isn't amazing, that you don't like, I promise it is not the problem that you think that it is. And to anybody who is going to make that a problem, they are the ones who are not going to have a good time. Okay? They are the ones who are going to careen from, you know, beautiful person to beautiful person. Sure, maybe, but that's not real. And the only people I have ever known who were truly and magnificently fucking ugly were the people that were mean. And it didn't matter what they looked like to start with. It didn't matter how beach ready their body was, how tanned, how amazing, none of that. You know, the longer I spent with them, the more it was like, you know what, you are ugly. You are not attractive even a little bit because you're an ass. You really are. You're an ass and I don't like you and I love that. Yeah, the idea of letting you touch me is gross. So when you sort of come to this, and it's fine to need a little bit of validation. Fuck knows I hate my body. My body is stupid. I don't like it. My body and I do not get along for a whole myriad of reasons. And I'm kind of belligerently disinterested in it most of the time. But I have never had a partner who paid any attention to any of that, because that's not what they see. I've been extremely lucky that I had for a time a pair of beautiful subs in my life who had diametrically opposed body types, and that was amazing. I had a very tall, kind of lean gentleman, and a much broader, bulkier, self-described chubby boy. And their their bodies were not in competition with each other, and they were not ranked on some kind of scale. They're both beautiful, beautiful boys. They really are. And I, you know, there is something aesthetically sexy about both of them. There really is. And, you know, in those moments where, you know, where they're subby for me, you know, and they've got the big eyes, and I get in a good surprise, and it really kind of, you know, in those moments, those bodies are amazing. They're perfect. You know, and if one of them wants, you know, I wish I could run the marathon more. Well, yeah, all right. I will cheerlead you on. I will support you to do that. You can get your ass up early every morning and run a really long time if that's what you want to do. I will rub your feet afterwards. Actually, he really had a thing for feet, so he probably would have liked that. I'm not going to go running with you because, you know, my body's a piece of crap, but you go running and I will cheerlead all day. But you don't have to do that. You do not have to have an athletic body for me to want you. As for my bigger boy, you know, if he wants to lose weight for his health, I am there. If he wants to lose weight just to feel better about himself, if that's what he wants to do, then I am there. And I will do whatever I can do to support him to do that. But it's not necessary for him to do that. I am not waiting for him to have some kind of magic perfect body to find him sexy. He's sexy now. What might be sexier about him later is if he feels better. That's it. But, you know, nobody should be hanging around for some, like, you know, artistically sculpted Greco-Roman marbled ideal of a body. Because that's just, Jesus Christ, where's the joy in that? Like, you know, I'm gonna love you now. I'm gonna put my arms around you now. You're gonna fit against my chest now. And whatever changes you want to make to your body, those are fine. You're still gonna fit in my arms and be amazing. And you're still gonna be sexy. You are perfect. You are not too tall, or too short, or too fat, or too hairy. You don't have, you know, your boundaries are not a problem. That's not what any of this is supposed to be about. You don't want to be pegged? That's fine. That's not a problem. There are plenty of other things I can do to your body. You just sit back. I'll find it. Don't you worry. You know, everything is going to be fine. Everything's going to be okay. And you are valid and beautiful and welcome. Okay? And it's all right every now and then if you have huge eyes and you need to ask somebody to please give you a little bit of attention because, you know, you need it right now because you can't remember. Because all those other stupid voices out there are so loud and they're all yelling at you about all of the ways in which you are not good enough. And every now and then, okay, you need to reach out and you need to ask somebody, please remind me that I'm good enough. Somebody, please remind me that it's okay to have the body that I have, to have the desires that I have and the boundaries that I have. It is. Okay? It is okay. In fact, it is beautiful. You are beautiful, and I see you. Have a really good day, okay, guys? Bye. Mwah.